from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
We can erase it from the FCC.
Afternoons on the Score.
The industry isn't very profitable, to be quite honest.
So this story, I think, is worth following. It's certainly not the most entertaining story in the world.
Oh, let me line up for it then.
Well, I'm just being honest on the front end.
Which is good. I think transparency is important.
Well, baseball's got a problem. It's got many. But did you see what Evan Drellick reported today?
I did.
In The Athletic?
I did.
Major League Baseball has decided to take luxury tax dollars and give them to teams that are losing their television money. So about a third of the league is losing its RSN deals.
It's regional basically. Sports network deals. It's a massive issue in the sport where the local TV revenue is flat out ceasing to exist for a lot of teams.
And so just to put it, to explain it as simply as possible why that matters, if you pay for Comcast, you pay the Cubs money. Even if you never watch the Cubs. So if you cut the cord, the Cubs lose that money. Now, if you cut the cord but still want to watch the Cubs, you can pay for Marquee directly.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, there are way more people that have Comcast than pay the Cubs directly for their direct-to-consumer streaming product.
Right, and this has been the model for decades and decades, that a team will use their RSN to hold a cable company hostage, so it has to be included in a sports tier that costs you an extra dollar or two, and most people are just like, okay, yeah, I guess so, that's fine. And then the cable company has paid the team a lot of money, so that the gangsters usually work out something like that. But as you say, the cord cutting has destroyed that model.
So they're going to take the luxury tax and they're going to say, you can get up to $15 million a team if you have lost money in local media revenue from 2023 or 2022.
So what they do is the money that the teams that spend over the tax, like this year the Mets and so many others, goes into a general fund, salute, and it gets split in half. The players keep half for their own pension,
yep,
and then the owners with their other half usually just redistribute evenly. What you're talking about is this new thing where the players green-lighted the owners giving it to teams that lose TV
because
money.
The argument is Mets aren't struggling with money. They're happy to pay the tax. Teams that are losing, that aren't spending money and are losing on local television, they're going to spend even less money, and the players want that money to come back to the teams. The problem is, man, the math just, it doesn't work. And you know I'm as pro player as anybody. This is not enough money.
Well, the players are like, oh, this is great. Yeah, absolutely. Give the teams each $15 million. That'll raise the...
It'll come back to us through salary.
Because the teams on the low end who don't like to spend will then get to do that. But you know that's not going to be what a lot of those teams do with it.
Yeah, and there's just... So the Padres are leading the game in direct-to-consumer. No team in baseball has more people paying a team directly for its services. And they're at 40,000 subscribers. So 40,000 subscribers at less than $100 a year, call it $100 a year just to make the math easy.
It's $400,000.
No, it's $4 million.
It's like I said, it's $4 million. Good job, Shane.
But $4 million, that's nothing for local TV revenue compared to what it used to be.
No, it's very little.
And the Padres are a small market. So that means the Cubs are getting significantly less than $4 million from its DTC. Now, for now, they're still on Comcast, but come back in September and we'll see. This used to be a mid-eight-figure source of revenue for these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, sports going to have a work stoppage.
Oh, man. Massive.
It's unavoidable.
You've got a lot of teams on the lower end, like the Guardians and the Twins and others, who, as they're losing this local television money, it is directly impacting what they do on the field. The Twins flat out said they're not going to add payroll here at the deadline.
Yeah.
Twins are in a win now mode, having spent on Carlos Correa and others and made trades for pitchers, et cetera, and they're on the cusp. They're not going to spend at the deadline, in part because of the loss of their television money. So the MLBPA, I see this gesture of the MLBPA allowing this to happen as a very good, healthy little gesture of goodwill. Both sides are going to have to do some things in this upcoming work stoppage to fix what has been a growing problem, which might be about to explode with the worst work stoppage we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what the solve is here. And someone would say, hey, why does this matter more for baseball? Well, they've got the most games, and they've got the smallest national television deals. It doesn't... We've talked about it all the time. It doesn't rate nationally. So ESPN and Turner and Fox, they pay for it because it's inventory and it's live and it's better than airing reruns of an old sitcom. But it doesn't make a ton of money nationally relative to the other sports. Whereas football, they make billions from their national TV deal. Basketball just signed a huge, huge deal.
Basketball has unbelievably great national television money and is not nearly as dependent on their local RSNs, which are similarly crumbling.
Right. Exactly. Basketball RSNs are crumbling, but they depend less on the revenue from them, and there are fewer players to pay. So it's a different economic situation.
It's a much smaller infrastructure.
This is the backbone. This and ticket sales are the two backbones of how these teams make money. And so, you know me, man. Like, I'm like, hey, these teams make money. I'm anti-billionaire. They pay the players, all of those things. This is a real media collapse that is going to absolutely impact player salary.
Mm-hmm.
And players aren't going to like it. And they're going to be forced to like it because the teams are actually going to have a real case of saying, no. We are actually losing money because this revenue stream that didn't make any sense, by the way, you pay for cable and your money goes to a team even if you're not watching it. It didn't make sense. It was just an awesome sweetheart deal that they had for decades.
Because the way the industry was structured.
It's going away. I mean, same thing happens with ESPN. Layoffs at ESPN.
Yeah, you bet.
Because you're paying, if you pay for cable, you pay for ESPN. Even if you don't watch ESPN, people cut the cord. ESPN gets less money.
And so
people are getting laid off. It's not just happening to baseball, but if you rely on cable subscribers as your main thrust of revenue,
sure,
you're in trouble here.
We could zoom out and look at, the structure of the American economic system in general and realize how many things are getting sort of recalibrated and refigured out, whether it's the healthcare crisis, whether it is all the peer-to-peer services, the Ubers and the Airbnbs,
yeah.
Like the reformatting of our entire economy that's going on. It's like, a few decades from now, people are going to be doing things in very different ways. Like the structure is kind of falling on a lot of different things. But going back to just baseball in a bubble and this next work stoppage, I'm telling you, man, I advocated for it last time, and people hated on me because it comes off as anti-player. But they need a salary cap and a salary floor like every other damn sport. You have to lock it in. And I know the players don't want to lock in a salary cap because they want those renegades to drive things up. And I get it. But you're not going to get a salary floor, which you want and you should have, in my opinion,
yeah,
without a cap. Real cap, real floor, like every other sport. And it would change things greatly. It would damage a lot of things, but it would make things more equitable overall and make for a better long-term health. Now, along with that, you'd have some of those small market teams say, well, we can't do business like that.
Then they'll sell the team.
They would sell the team.
They'd sell the team to a billionaire who'd be happy to. Because of the vanity of owning a team and being relevant and goodwill and celebrity and all the things that come with it.
Right.
Right. You're an anonymous tech billionaire or something like that. And then, oh, but no, you get to own the team in your hometown and you get to matter.
And a lot of those smaller market income owners are getting ready to do just that. Like the Reinsdorf children, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a good band, by the way, the Reinsdorf children. I saw them at Lounge Axe.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. I think we should help Shane out. I think he needs our help. Shane needs our help.
People. I always like to help Shane.
Put out a bat signal to the mob. Shane needs our help next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.